Chapter 1, Why AI Gives You Mush. You open ChatGPT, or Grok, or Claude. You type a question. You get back a wall of polite, generic text that feels like it came from a marketing brochure. That is mush. We measured it in our own work. Before we fixed the prompts, most outputs required heavy editing. The AI produced about 95% of our work product, but only when we gave it the right instructions. The difference is not the model, it is the input. The generic answer problem. Large language models are trained to be helpful. Helpful usually means safe, balanced. The model has read millions of web pages, books, and forum posts. It knows what the average answer looks like. It gives you that unless you force it not to. We saw this in early sessions. A prompt like, help me with my marketing, returned lists of generic ideas that would work for any business. None of them fit our constraints or our voice. We wasted hours rewriting. The fix is not a better model. The fix is three levers you control every single time you ask for output. Lever one, role framing. Tell the AI exactly which seat it occupies. Instead of give me marketing ideas, you say, you are the chief marketing officer for a company that has run hundreds of logged sessions on AI. You have built real systems that ship content daily. The role changes the bar for what counts as an acceptable answer. A generic assistant gives generic advice. A CMO with receipts give specific, sequenced moves that match the constraints you will add next. This is why the 7 prompts in the free Tier 0 pack start with you are the strategy seat, or you are my learning architect. The role is the first lever. Lever 2, refusal clauses. Explicitly kill the answers you do not want. Add lines such as, no generic advice, no lists without receipts. Never use the words game changer, unlock, or elevate. The model is trained to avoid saying anything that could be wrong. A refusal clause forces it past the safe middle. It must now earn the right to speak by being specific. In our sessions, this lever cut revision time dramatically. One early auditor prompt that lacked a strong refusal clause produced flattering self-assessments, adding audit from evidence, not self-report, and no inference presented as observation changed the output from therapy to diagnostics. Lever 3, forced output shape. Tell the AI exactly how to structure the reply. Instead of, tell me what to do, say, give me second order effects, leverage point, asymmetric bet, what would have to be true for you to be wrong. Named fields force, concrete thinking. Paragraphs invite mush. The shape acts as a checklist the model must complete. Every prompt in the free pack ends with a forced shape plus the falsifier line. That combination is the pattern behind all 7. The falsifier line, the single most powerful addition we made, then name what have to be true for you to be wrong. This line turns confident-sounding output into testable output. It forces the model to surface assumptions. In our decision logs, it prevented several overconfident plans from reaching Chris without scrutiny. We now require this line in every high-stakes prompt. Session story. The viral carousel that was not a secret mode. Early on, a carousel crossed our desks, titled, ChatGPT has a secret mode. 7 prompts that feel illegal to know. It was pulling saves and comments all over the feed. But the title was marketing. There is no secret mode. The prompts work because of the 3 levers above. The carousel itself became the first lesson in this course. Chapter 1.3 records the exact moment we replaced hype with the levers. As of August 2026, models change. The levers do not. Role, refusal, and shape work on any frontier model we have tested. Date every tool-specific claim. The levers are method, not tool. Do this now. This is a build step, not a listen step. Stop the audio here. Open your course materials and run the prompt, so you are building your own system as you go. If you are driving or walking, let it play and mark this chapter to come back to. 1. Open your AI of choice. Grok, Claude, ChatGPT, / any current model as of August 2020. 2. Pick a real decision you face this week. Write it down in one sentence. 3. Write a prompt that uses all 3 levers plus the falsifier line. Use the strategist prompt from the free Tier 0 pack as a template. 4. Run the prompt. Compare the output to what you would have received with a plain question. 5. Save both outputs in a document called My First AI Memory File. You will add to this file in Lesson 03. Pass or fail. The new output must contain at least one specific leverage point and one falsifier that you can test. If it does not, rewrite the refusal clause and run it again.